Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation this morning as we continue to contemplate the Beatitudes. Let's consider today's reading. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Would you please go to the link I've provided and watch this brief video first, and then return to this meditation. It's a crucial part of this Beatitude, so allow me to give you a very brief summary. The Salt March, which took place in India in 1930, was an act of civil disobedience by the people of India to protest the British rule in their country. As a result of this nonviolent confrontation on the part of the people of India, the British government was scorned by the entire world for their response and ultimately withdrew from India in shame, which then allowed India to become a sovereign nation. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be recognized as children of God. Let's use this time together to consider what it means to be a peacemaker. Richard Rohr once said, "In Jesus' teaching and in his life, we see modeled, nonviolent, peaceful action." Jesus encourages us to likewise turn the other cheek and not return vengeance with vengeance. There is no way to peace other than through peacemaking itself. But many think that we can achieve peace through violence. We say, we will stop killing by killing. Sadly, this is the way we think, and it's in opposition to all great religious teachings. Our needs for immediate control leads us to disconnect the clear unity between means and ends. American Christians supported the killing of 200,000 people in Iraq during the Persian Gulf War and still bared to call themselves pro-life. Many Christians supported the violent, unjust Israeli occupation of Palestine. We named a missile that is clearly meant for destruction of human lives, a peacekeeper. I could list many other examples. Peace we are keeping is a false peace. Do we have any idea of all the slavery and oppression, all the killing, the torture, all the millions of people who have existed around the edges of every empire so that those at the center of the empire could say that they had peace? Every time we build a pyramid, certain people at the top will have their peace, yet there will be bloody bodies upon which their security is built. Those at the top are usually blind to the price of their false peace. War is a means of seeking control, not a means of seeking peace. Pax Romana is the world's way of seeking control and calling it peace. In ancient times, the citizens lived in the city of Rome thought that they had peace. Violence, you see, will always create more violence. It's not real peace. John Deere, an internationally known voice for peace and nonviolence, says that as Christians, we cannot support war, participate in war, pay for war, promote war, or wage war. It is our responsibility to work to end war and create peace, to be peacemakers. How can we be peacemakers? It begins by being peace ourselves, by connecting with the source of peace within. It means standing up in nonviolent resistance to systems of injustice. It involves learning the skills of nonviolent communication and conflict resolution. Let's use the rest of this time we have together this morning and consider how we can become peacemakers in our world.